Now to neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef Buzzing with you today with Chad Russell of the U.S. Meat Export Federation joining us. We're back with Chad in just a moment. Aloha. Ron Hayes here inviting you to join my wife and I on an adventure in the Hawaiian Islands, January 18th through the 27th. We'll enjoy warm sunshine, dramatic scenery, and deluxe resort hotels on the islands of Oahu, Hawaii, and Maui. Our tour also includes several ag highlights, including the largest cattle ranch in Hawaii, the Maui Tropical Plantation, and Monsanto, Hawaii. For more information, call 1-800-826-2266 or log on to holidayvacations.net, keyword Ron.
Oklahoma owned and Oklahoma grown. That's Stillwater Milling Company, manufacturers of A&M feeds. Hi, this is Rob Botter, and we take pride in our A&M livestock feeds, focusing on quality ingredients that yield quality products. You'll see our fleet of Orange Mack trucks delivering throughout Oklahoma, and we want you on our list. Whether you're feeding one pony or 1,000 cows, there's an A&M feed that's right for you. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you.
While Mexico is still the number one destination for U.S. beef exports, it's the only major market that is trailing last year's results. A sluggish economy and weak peso have made Mexico a tough market in 2010. But in the August report from USDA, weekly beef sales data begin to suggest signs of improvement. Joining us today is the regional director of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, Chad Russell, who's based in Mexico City. He says that Mexico's economy has been slow to rebound from the global financial crisis that initially took hold in late 2008.
It is slowly recovering. The peso has strengthened a little bit over the last several months. Also think that ham prices are quite high, and so there is some movement back to beef, we think. Some of the data in the last couple of weeks have substantiated that. So we believe as the economy continues to improve, there will be a slow and hopefully steady return to getting back to where we were before the financial crisis. The drop in beef exports almost correlates perfectly with September, October of 2008, when the financial crisis kind of imploded, if you will, and the peso devaluated. And a lot of companies, I think, are hedging their bets a little bit, not wanting to be exposed to future exchange rate risk and sourcing more product domestically. But there are limits to how much they can do to that. So I think over time, and as the economic uncertainties become less, there will be a slow transition back to more beef.
Despite the fact that we are trailing 2009 as far as sales are concerned here this year, the trade relationship with the Mexican meat industry remains very good.
Yes. I mean, if you look at the access for U.S. beef in other markets and compared to Mexico, Mexico is quite open. Obviously, we're very much pleased with the decision by the Mexican government to remove the anti-dumping duties on some beef products. That will certainly level the playing field. It's in a very, very positive environment to do business in with respect to beef. That doesn't mean to say it's a perfectly open market. There are still some restrictions related to the BSC situation. There's five prohibited products, and obviously meat from cattle over 30 months of age is not allowed.
While the Mexican government has been reluctant to move past that 30-month threshold that Chad Russell mentions after the BSE case of 2003 in this country, nonetheless, they have been a good customer for U.S. beef very, very quickly after BSE was discovered here in the United States, and they've been number one for the last several years and remain our top beef customer, even though they're down compared to 2009. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Mark your calendar for the fall event at Radcliffe Ranches, coming up Saturday, September 18th at the ranch, Vanita, Oklahoma. The sale starts at 10:30 a.m. and is for one day only. Selling over 1,000 head, including 110 range-ready bulls, 300 registered Angus Young mature cows, and 40 elite open semi-Angus and Angus heifer calves. For a sale book, call 918-256-5561 or go to RadcliffeRanches.com. Don't miss the fall event at Radcliffe Ranches, September 18th at the ranch in Vanita, Oklahoma.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Network.